Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Eleven after eight. Hooray, it's Friday, December 10.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment News, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And Dean's at WGN-TV, where the holiday food drive is going on right now. Dean?
Toy drive. Big toy drive this time. We are doing it a little bit differently than we have in years past. Because of the pandemic, we used to invite everybody to come and drive through and drop off unwrapped toys for kids. But because of the amount of people that it took to process that, we're trying to keep everything safe. We're asking for donations simply by going to your phones and texting the word toys to 97999. And that will be a $10 donation to the Off the Streets Club, which for decades has been one of the most wonderful organizations in Chicago, providing resources for kids to keep them off the streets, as their title implies, keep them engaged in positive activities. We've been involved with them for a number of years, so we're happy to continue that association. We're getting all kinds of donations on the text line, which is if you text the word toys to 97999, super easy to remember. But we've got a lot of our sponsors and a lot of corporate sponsors who have already brought toys by, truckloads of toys by, that we're loading up into a truck, and those will be delivered to the Off the Streets Club later on. I would love to be out there helping them load the truck right now, but I had to be here with you right now.
I know you have a bad back.
It's my favorite. I have a weak back.
How long have you had that? Not a weak back. 2501 West Bradley Place. Some good stuff going on at WGN-TV this morning. So what are Adele Las Vegas tickets going for? Oh,
this is unbelievable. You know, her Las Vegas residency, it doesn't even start until later on this year, but tickets went on sale this week, which means that resale prices are also on sale this week. Not only for like the sleazy guys you see in the street that show you tickets under their coats, but a lot of the resellers that go out there and they scoop up tickets ahead of time so they can resell them on their sites. I saw tickets starting at about $2,000.
Oh, wow.
On these resale sites. Wait, hold on to your seats. Up to $35,000.
Oh, that's crazy.
To see Adele. And I presume that, you know, that means that she comes to your house and sings or something. I don't know what that could be for. They have to be like super great, great, great seats. But I can't imagine anyone dropping $35,000 for tickets to see anybody.
Yeah, unless they're winning big at the blackjack table. I don't know. I mean, I don't think the Lady Gaga tickets were even going for that high a price.
Yeah, I didn't check the resale prices, but when she was doing the Jazz and Standard show, tickets, I mean, just legitimately to buy them from the Park Hyatt, which is where Gaga's concerts were going on, were about $1,000, like the best seats in the house. We're about $1,000, so I mean they can get expensive, but $35,000. I've never heard tickets going that high ever. It's amazing.
All right, well, Dean's got a list of movies to see, maybe to avoid, and also what's going on around Chicago this weekend. We'll get to that next. Sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. 8:22, Dean. We played Brian Williams' Farewell here a little while ago, and I thought it was a well thought out speech he gave.
He's a really fantastic writer. I mean, that's number one. I only read accounts of it this morning, but he is just one of the most eloquent writers that there can be. He signed off of his position hosting the 11th hour on MSNBC last night and leaving NBC News as well after 28 years. He said it was a more emotional night than the average Thursday night. Said after 28 years of Peacock logos on much of what I own, it's my choice now to jump without a net into the great unknown. Says that he has not, decided on anything else to do. He'll probably do something in the future. But I also added, very interesting, he said, the truth is, I am not liberal nor conservative. I'm an institutionalist. And for the love of my country, I yield to no one. He says, for the first time in my 62 years, my greatest worry is about my country. So some very poignant words as he signs off his broadcast last night.
Well, Cuomo's spot is open on CNN. Who knows?
Maybe that would be a perfect spot for him, that's for sure.
What do you like for the weekend entertainment?
I gave out a rare Dean's List A-plus this week. I don't know that I've given one out all year long this year. But, man, this new version of West Side Story is just absolutely phenomenal. It's risky business. You go into taking one of the most popular musicals of all time that is pretty much flawless. The original West Side Story movie won 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture of the Year. And Steven Spielberg decides to reinvent it and does in the most beautiful fashion imaginable. Every performance, every shot is beautifully made. The story is true to the original, yet there are little tweaks and reimaginings in some places that breathe new life into the whole story. It's the same Romeo and Juliet story that, you know, we all know from the original Broadway production. I dare you to try to find somebody that didn't either wasn't in or saw West Side Story when they were in high school,
right?
Because everybody that was the musical to do back in the day. But this just has a wonderful, wonderful new cast. Rachel Zegler, who was a YouTuber, was plucked out of nowhere to take on the role of Maria. And is gorgeous, number one. She's beautiful. Her voice is like an angel. Ansel Elgort, who you know from movies like Baby Driver and Divergent and a few others, this is his first musical on film anyway, also a beautiful voice. He's the new Tony. They're amazing. The choreography, the dancers are stunning in this, but everyone is going to just be floored by Rita Moreno in this movie. She won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in the original movie, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised. She certainly is going to get nominated for this new version as well. It's a completely different role. She now runs the little variety store where everybody hangs out. It's a completely different role for her, but she is a scene stealer in this movie. The sharks and the jets are great. The dance numbers are amazing. It's joyous, it's tragic, it's movie-making at its finest. I cannot recommend this movie enough. See it on as big a screen as you possibly can for full enjoyment. Big fat Dean's List A-plus on that one. I really loved it.
I can tell. And is that only in theaters?
It's only in theaters, yeah. That one is only in theaters. For now, at least, as is this new movie, Being the Ricardos, that opens this week. This is the one that features Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball and Javier Bardem as Desi Arnaz. And this movie, it's written by Aaron Sorkin. It revolves around 1 week in the making of the famous I Love Lucy TV show, a week in which Lucy becomes implicated in the 1950s communist scare, the big red scare that was going on. And also the same week, Desi's well-known womanizing is slapped on the front page of some newspapers. So it's the making of this show, dealing with these personal issues at the same time. You get kind of a behind-the-scenes look, at least Aaron Sorkin's vision of what it must have been like behind the scenes. I think the impersonations are okay. I've seen other actresses through the years do dead-on Lucille Balls that were much more accurate than Nicole Kidman's. And Javier Bardem is okay as Desi Arnaz. J.K. Simmons is my favorite character ever on television, Fred Mertz. I love him. He does a good job with it. The impersonations are fine, but this is, if you're an I Love Lucy fan, it's a whole lot of nostalgia. You see some of the original sets. You see some of the famous scenes being recreated. So you've got that. I gave it a Dean's List B. Johnny Mathis is in town this weekend at the Rosemont Theater tomorrow. Sarah Brightman doing a holiday show at the Auditorium Theater tonight. We've got Chris Isaak's holiday tour at the Genesee in Waukegan tomorrow night. Kenny G's out at the Arcata Theater tomorrow night. Sebastian Maniscalco, Arlington Heights' very own at the United Center with Pat McGann, comedian Pat McGann, Saturday and Sunday night. So we've got lots and lots and lots of stuff for everyone to do this weekend.
Remind me Monday to tell you about my encounter with Lucille Ball.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know whether that led me to eventually marry a Cuban, but it's a very interesting story.
I can't wait to hear that. I also have a Lucille Ball encounter story.
Really?
So we'll share that. Okay. We'll share those on Monday.
Have something to look forward to. Have a good one.
See you, bye.